We invite you now to join us in prayer as we recite the Novena to Our Lady of Good Success for the healing of our listeners and supporters, especially Father John Grigas and Michelle Cassio, the success of WSFI Catholic Radio, and the conversion of Freemasons and all sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe in Thee, O my God. Strengthen me, O Lord, my faith. I hope in Thee, O my God. Affirm, O Lord, my hope. I love Thee, O my God. Increase, O Lord, my love. I repent of having offended Thee. O my God, help me to have contrition, so that with the help of Thy grace and the powerful patronage of Holy Mary of Good Success, I may never sin again, O Lord. Have pity and mercy on me. Amen. O most excellent and immaculate Queen of Heaven, Holy Mary of Good Success, most favored daughter of the Eternal Father, most beloved mother of the Divine Son, most cherished spouse of the Holy Spirit, sublime throne of the Divine Majesty, august temple of the Holy Trinity, in whom the three divine persons have placed the treasures of their power, wisdom, and love. Remember, Virgin Mary of Good Success, whom God hath made so great, so that thou canst give succor to miserable sinners. Remember that thou hast often promised to show thyself a merciful mother to those who have recourse to thee. I come to thee then, Mother most merciful, and I beg thee for thy love of the Most High, that thou should obtain for me, from God the Father, a lively faith that never loses sight of the eternal truths, from the Son, a firm hope that always aspires to reach that glory that He won for me with His blood, and from the Holy Ghost, a charity so inflamed that I will always live loving the supreme goodness and Thee, Most Holy Virgin, until through Thy intervention I will love and enjoy Thee eternally in glory. Amen. We salute Thee, Mary, as the favored daughter of God the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We salute thee, Mary, as the chosen mother of the Divine Son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We salute thee, Mary, as the singular spouse of the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Consider how the travelers, impelled by grace and attracted by curiosity to examine such astounding wonders, set out for the site offering them refuge. Taking off their shoes, they climbed the hill with great difficulty, helping each other over large boulders and sharp cliffs. When they reached the cave, which they were able to see in the flashes of lightning, how great was their astonished joy and admiration, for they saw this cave had been delicately carved by nature as a large temple. It protected a beautiful statue of the Holy Virgin holding the Christ child in her left arm and carrying a scepter in her right hand. A precious crown rested on her forehead. Her dress, like that of the infant, was simple but elegant, and both were made in the same material and style. The site, adorned with various types of flowers that carpeted the floor and climbed on the walls, filled the air with exquisite fragrance for the Queen of Heaven. Set in the rock was a lamp, so expertly crafted that it gave off the illumination of many lights. Such beauty and delight to honor such an admirable lady. Such surprise and admiration for the overwhelmed travelers. The ecstatic pair contemplated this little piece of heaven and calmed their overwrought hearts in the presence of their mother, who after the terrible storm had become to them so unexpectedly radiant with beauty and tender of countenance to provide them with refuge and consolation at that desperate and difficult juncture. So also my soul is calmed before the image of Mary, when the burdens of life and its imminent dangers bring us close to despair. Let us go to her with tranquility and confidence, thanking God, who in his omnipotence permitted this portentous statue to be miraculously found in that hidden place, for the honor of the Immaculate Virgin, so that we all might venerate her under that precious title of Good Success. Thee, amid the misfortunes and dangers of life, and who leads us to find our mother and advocate as a refuge in our adversities, grant us a tender and fervent heart to search for Mary and find her, always loving and protective, so that we might serve her and merit through her intercession to lead a good and Christian life, and afterwards be with her forever in heaven. Amen. O Virgin, blessed among all women, we lack the words to give thee thanks for the innumerable blessings that we have received from thy hand. The day of thy birth can be called a day of thanksgiving, happiness, and consolation. Thou art the honor of mankind, the joy of paradise, the beloved gift of God, and the well-being of our country. What merit do we have, Blessed Virgin of Good Success, to deserve to have thee as our mother? May God be forever blessed who hath desired it so. Blessed also art thou, Virgin Mary, because despite our ingratitude, thou dost show us thy propitious favor. Thus art thou, most clement Mother, our consolation on earth, our refuge, our help, and our protection in both our public and private needs. Safeguard us from war, pestilence, hunger, storms, earthquakes, and all the calamities that we merit by our guilt. Pray for the Holy Church and for her visible head. Hear the supplications of those who invoke thee. Be thou our advocate, our mother, for as thus do we place our confidence in thee. To thee do we have recourse, and through thy intercession, we hope to achieve from thy Son pardon for our sins and perseverance in grace until death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother preeminent above all of earth,
come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our Mother.
Above all others, thou wert attentive to the word of the Father, who doth give things in thy honor.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our Mother.
Thou art the most worthy temple of the most holy Trinity.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our Mother.
In thee is that same purity the angels enjoy.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our Mother.
The Christian world proclaims that thou dost reign on the right side of the King of Kings.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
O Mother of Grace, our hope, port of the shipwrecked and star of the sea.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
Gate of heaven, health of the sick, light of the darkness.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
Through thee, we will find ourselves before God in the court of the saints, where he lives and reigns forever.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
Guide our steps and help us, O sweet Mary, in our last hours.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
Receive this praise from our tender lips, which cannot express thy singular grandeur.
Come to our assistance and show us mercy, because thou art our mother.
Holy Mary, save the miserable, help the weak, intercede for the afflicted, plead for the people, intercede for the clergy, petition for the faithful. Permit all those who celebrate thy holy memory to experience thy favor and assistance. Pray for us, O Virgin of good success,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. We ask thee, our Lord and God, that thou grant us health of soul and body through the intercession of the glorious Virgin Mary. Through her merits and those of her sovereign child Jesus, we hope to be freed from the present evils and to attain eternal happiness. Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. We now rejoin this regularly scheduled program, already in progress.